And welcome back to JR Morning. Great conversation with Hot Pink Helpers and very relevant to our loved friend, Jamie Edmonds.
Exactly. And, you know, Jamie recently revealed her breast cancer diagnosis and has since launched this powerful new podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, where she's opening up about her experience in real time, you know, through honest conversations, including episode 2, which featured as a breast cancer surgeon from Henry Ford Health. And she's offering a window into both the medical journey and the emotional reality of facing cancer. And Jamie, we appreciate you being here. It's always good to hear you. How are you feeling?
Good morning to you both. Hey, Mark, how are you? I'm feeling okay.
We're doing okay. And it's great to hear your voice.
And, you know, I listened. I was telling Mark this morning, I listened to episode 2 of the podcast. And boy, did I learn a lot. You know, my wife had breast cancer as well. She had it in the milk duct. And I know the surgeon talked about ductal cancer and another form. And some of the things that I learned from your show, Jamie, from your podcast, I'm sure probably some of the things that my wife's doctor said to me, but I was so caught up in the fact that she had cancer, I probably didn't hear a lot of it. So I was able to really listen and hear it from your podcast. And I thought it was really good.
Thanks, Lloyd. I appreciate that. My purpose here is to try and include as many people going through this as possible. So I use my case as a basis. And this surgeon is a future angel, I called her, because she's going to be my surgeon when the time comes. Mm-hmm. But we talked about all kinds of different types of cancer and how that affects people differently. And we also talked about how women who don't have cancer right now can be proactive. So I'm really just trying to get the information out there. I feel like that's my purpose.
I think that's a big part of it, is the proactive part. Lynn Gleiser is a dear friend that works for Rock Entertainment or Rock Events downtown. I was talking with Kim Adams yesterday, who's been a friend for a
long time.
She's
one of my angels, too.
She is. And being preventive, you know, I heard the words, you have cancer. I've got that under control. When you hear those words, it's shocking. And you don't know, like, what's my future going to be? What's going to happen next? And as you get the right advice, as you listen to your angels and you hug your angels and bring them in, it helps with that whole process of it's going to be okay, but the sooner you can get in, and you hear that all the time, the sooner you can get in, the better the situation is going to be.
Yeah, Mark. And I remember when you told me at the Rocket Mortgage Classic that you had cancer, and here we are a couple of years later, and you know, I'm affected too, and it's the scariest thing you can possibly hear. The thing with breast cancer is you could feel lumps. When it's a cancer that's inside your body, you can't. So this is something that can be, if not prevented, at least you could get in there as early as possible. So on this podcast with this surgeon, we talk about self-breast exams and some things you might notice within your own body. And women just have to know what's going on within their own body and be proactive.
And how are you personally doing right now, Jamie? Not just physically, but, you know, emotionally, as you continue, you know, through this testament and recovery.
Well, actually, I got a nice message from Congressman Tim Walberg recently, and it was, you know, a Bible verse. He is certainly strong in his faith, and he was saying he hopes I'm okay. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay most of the time, but there are some times when I'm by myself in the car driving or by myself at night where the dark thoughts come in and you worry, like, I hope that all of this is going to work. I have a young daughter. I want to be around for her. So leaning into my faith is something that I've been trying to do as well. And he sent me some nice verses. And my third episode of the podcast is with a Henry Ford psych oncologist about how you deal with this terrible news.
You mentioned your daughter, is you get support from your family, you get support from those others, but you also have responsibility. You're a mother still, you're a wife still, and those responsibilities don't go away as you're going through this. And that's part of that emotional and psychological process of getting yourself healthy from a physical standpoint, but maintaining your attitude and your approach, which you've always had a beautiful one and you continue to through this process, that has to resonate at the highest level as you're dealing with this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a unique thing that younger people with younger kids deal with when you go through cancer, and that's where your support system comes in. And my friends have been taking Olivia to play dates, which really helps because I don't have the energy that I used to have. She still wants to go to the park down the street, and she just, you know, still wants to run around, and I can't chase her like I used to, which actually makes me really sad, but I know I will get back to a place where I can. And in the interim, I need to accept help from my support system.
You know, and as a broadcaster, and I think we spoke about this, Jamie, you know, your voice has always been part, you know, of telling other people's stories. How does it feel to now use that same voice for your own kind of healing and awareness?
Well, it's still weird, Lloyd. It's honestly weird that I'm the subject of some of these, and my case is out there, and my story's out there. It's so weird because when I went to Northwestern, it's like, you're not the story, you're telling other people's stories. So it's weird. It's odd. But I'm starting to find meaning and purpose through it. So, you know, and I see my Instagram messages and some strangers who've been reaching out. And so if it's reaching people, then I need to keep going.
I think as you look at it, one thing I would say is, you know, the condition that you have is there and you can approach it in two different ways. One is in isolation and one is public. Mm-hmm. In isolation, you're dealing with it in kind of this vacuum. The way you're approaching it is while you're getting healthy, you're sending the message that others can identify it, they can get healthy, and that's a gift that you're giving to this community.
Well, that's my hope. I mean, I hope that's happening, and I have gotten some nice messages from people. And in fact, for with this podcast number two with the surgeon, I had some questions that people sent me through Instagram, and I asked the surgeon. So hopefully we could get this back and forth. I'm going to move forward with the topics here with the resources like Hot Pink Helpers that are available to people in Detroit. I'm going to get my husband on too. We're going to talk about how a caregiver deals with some things, you know, especially with a young kid. So I'm just going to put it all out there and I hope it helps.
And one thing I also learned on the podcast, the second episode, Jamie, is that, you know, I guess back in the day, when you would have breast cancer, a lot of times your only option was a mastectomy, but now you can have a lumpectomy. And it depends on the type of cancer and how that follow-up happens after have either a mastectomy or a lumpectomy. And then just the rebuild, if you want to rebuild it, you can either do it right after surgery or you can wait a little while and do it later. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot. I'm telling you, I really did.
Well, thanks for listening, Lloyd. It really sounds like you did.
I tell you, I do. I listen. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, the surgeon, Dr. Jessica Benzenhaver, was saying that things have changed in the 15 years that she's been doing this. And the things that worked back then, they found better ways to do it. So I'm grateful that I'm going through this right now when all the science is where it is. And yeah, we're going to make decisions for surgery for my particular case after chemotherapy. We'll see how my body's reacting. I hope, God, that it's reacting in the right way. And we'll move forward.
How can we hear your podcast?
So you can go to the WJR YouTube page if you'd like to watch it. There's a video component, but you know, a lot of my friends across the country are listening in the car. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you search by name, full name, Jamie Edmonds, it probably will come up and you can listen.
And Jamie, you know how Fridays are here. It's Feel Good Friday. And we'd like to know if you would stay around for our next segment. It's with a young lady named Darlene Lee. She's 68. She's a 68-year-old grandmother, a cancer survivor, who is set to receive her high school diploma this month.
You know what? I need some feel good. I'll stick around.
Okay. Thank you. We'll talk to Darlene next at 8:49 on JR Morning.